Isaiah 46. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering candle he will not snuff out. We live in a world of hurting people, bruised, broken, smoldering candles of promise threatening to go out. But the promise of Isaiah is of a Messiah who cares for each of us, a God who knows we're hurting and touches us with his tender, healing hands. In the melodrama that follows, each character is touched by the Master. Only one of them, Pilate, refused the grace offered. History tells us that he died by his own hand, buried with his sins. The rest were what we are, bruised reeds, smoldering candles, about to go out. Peter, caught by his pride and his fear in his mouth. Mary Magdalene, beyond grief as she saw the one who had defeated her demons suffer and bleed and die, the powers of hell victorious, or so she thought. And a thief, who had lived every day of his life for his passions and his pleasures in the next drink. Three bruised reeds, three people for whom the candle of hope was about to go out. Jesus touched them all, reached out to each of them just as he reaches out to us. Isaiah gave us the shadow, but these are the flesh and blood stories of the promise fulfilled. Emmanuel, God with us. For this is what they were, and we are. Damaged goods, a wasted life, a ministry in ruins. People like us. Until Jesus reached out for the bowl of grace, to wash their feet, to cleanse their wounds, to wash away the grime. To call them back. Back to the love, back to his Father, back to the calling of their lives. We live in a world of spiritual odors and disease. Hatred, pride, lust, greed, rebellion. Who among us has not been infected? A world where his touch can change a life, can heal a wound, can cleanse a stain. A world craving for love, for forgiveness, for a God who cares, a God willing to die that every bruised reed can be healed and every smoldering candle's promise burn bright once more.